Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. I am Kelly Fox and we are wrapping up Step 6, Present Moment, with the Integration Night. Let's get things moving along. I will welcome my beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. I'm enjoying your two daughters and we're having a great spaghetti dinner.
Awesome. Love to hear it. And we have a guest coach on tonight. This is her first time with us, so please welcome Kathy Wehag.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much, Kelly and Terry, for having me this evening.
We are happy to have you here. Yes, yeah. So, Kathy, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience? Please tell us what it is you get to do and who it is you get to serve.
Yes, planning strategist. I'm building a community and I offer workshops for like-minded entrepreneurs who want to learn, grow, and speak so that their expertise shines as well.
Mm.
Awesome. So needed. So getting to the topic at hand, present moment. What does present moment mean to you?
Oh, I was sitting with that this week and I thought, when I think of being in the present moment, there's one key element that comes to my mind because we never know what we're going to face from moment to moment, what challenges may arise. And for me, it takes me back to a day when I learned this lesson. It's anchoring down in your vision, coming very, very clear about what it is you want to create in your life or your business, and what do you want to do by when. So may I share with you how I learned this lesson?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So in my late 20s, I found myself divorced, a single mom, and I was broke. I needed a better job, but I was sitting there thinking, what am I going to do? And my sister and family had just moved to another city in Canada, and I went to visit them, a small city. And as we chatted, she said to me, why don't you move here? And we could open up that store together that we've often talked about. We were both very creative, but we had no business sense. So I came back to Vancouver. I thought about this for 6 months, and I thought, what would I like this to do for us? And 6 months later, I moved. And that's when I learned how important it is to anchor down in your vision when you're facing, especially when you're facing daily challenges. But over the course of several years, we survived 2 recessions, 1 store fire, and 8 years later, we sold our store for a profit.
Wow.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, fast forwarding to today, now that's what I teach others to do. I teach them how to write a solid business plan so that they can anchor down in their vision, because we've all faced challenges in our life. And when you anchor down in that vision, it takes you through those times when you second-guess yourself or you have those little voices speaking in your head saying you're not good enough, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have your vision, it takes you up and over those potholes.
I love that. Terry, how about you?
Yeah, I think just listening, I believe that clarity on your purpose and passion is fundamental to you being able to be in the moment. Because as she said, you can anchor to that. So when you're making those moment by moment decisions, they're congruent with your passion and your purpose. And if that's clear, then you can make those decisions with confidence. If it doesn't work out, you just can go back to what's really at the, you know, what's the real issue, and that is that you want to be in alignment with your passion, and then you can go to that another decision and see how that works out. Because even when we're clear on our passion and we're making those decisions in the moment, it may not be the most advantageous to building our business if we're not open to looking at what happens when I made that decision. Did it match my vision? Was I able to move forward, or did it put up a block, or did it take me backwards? And then going mm-hmm. back to that vision and anchoring the next decision there, because life, even though we're living in the present and we're making decisions moment by moment, that doesn't mean everything's going to go just, you know, like flow, like the river,
right.
You know, just perfect and everything's going to work out. You still need to have the flexibility of your mindset to say, wow, I've tried this now for, you know, a length amount of time. It's really not taking me where I want to. So let me see what's not in alignment with my vision. And then go back to that, realign, and make a new step, a new decision of how to move forward. So I was talking to some people last night about that, in regards to their emotional past, you know, their being resilient with their emotions. And our emotions can sometimes play tricks on us. And if we can align our emotions with our vision, with our decision making, and living in the present, that even strengthens our capacity to stay on that path. And if we veer off the path, to come back to what's the real issue, am I in alignment, am I not in alignment, and then, you know, go on from there. So it's kind of like flipping back and forth between the vision, the alignment with the vision, with the decision, and the movement, right? So there's
wow.
multiple parts.
You've got it all.
Multiple
you have
parts.
It all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got it all. And wouldn't you agree, too? I find a lot of times clients come to me and they're so busy working. They've got children they're raising. They're working their day-to-day job, but it's not their purpose. They're not
mm-hmm.
feeling a passion for what they're doing. And
mm-hmm.
I always really encourage clients to slow down. Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You can just take a little bit of time in life to be
mm-hmm.
able to really be in the present. To me,
mm-hmm.
that is so important, to be in the present, have some quiet time where you say, what really lights me up? What would
yeah.
I love to do if money was not an object?
Yes, I love that. And I think, you know, what amazes me is whenever I'm talking to like-minded people, there's so many commonalities in what we live in our lives and what we teach our clients, right? And it's that pause, you know, taking that moment or more than one moment and really connect
yeah.
back with what's important to you and having some proactive behaviors that you can do quickly because you've internalized them and know when you pause that that's a way to get back, you know, back into your body, back into your, you know, recognizing what's underneath that feeling of maybe overwhelm or that feeling of anger, whatever that feeling is, what's the real cause for that? And if you take a pause, and for me, it's usually going outside. I mean, I live in California, so I can go outside almost any time. And, step outside, take a little walk or work in my garden. That grounds me and really helps me then to be more clear, because I think you started out with the importance of clarity. To be more clear about what is my passion, what is my vision, and this feeling of overwhelm or this feeling of doubt, that in alignment with my passion and purpose. And if it, I mean, it's not, you know, my vision is not to be overwhelmed or to be doubt my capacity, but those things come up, just like you said, it's those little voices, you know, you're not good enough. You're not, for me, sometimes that comes up, you're just too old, get over yourself, you know.
Yeah.
You've had a great life. You know, you're on your third act now. Just relax. But there's so many things I want to do, and that's my passion. So it's like not listening to those negative or those self-destructive voices or thoughts, and being in tune with those proactive thoughts and taking those actions that bring you that peace. Because I know when you pause, when you take a chance to breathe, step outside, whatever it is that I just had to breathe right now because I'm talking too fast. it brings you back, right? It brings you back to who you really are and who you really want to be. And so those pauses are so important. I think Staples has that pause button commercial, and they hit that red pause button. So I've kind of visualized that, and I'll put my hand down on the table or my desk or my chair, and I'll say, okay, time for a pause. And my body pauses. I get this visceral relief, and it helps me to have that clarity. So I think that's so important that you brought that up. Mm. It's just so important that we take time just pause, to take that moment to reconnect with our vision, our purpose, to reconnect with our body. And then we have that visceral experience that our body knows, okay, she's ready. She's ready to go forward, you know, because she's taking care of herself.
And, you know, adding to that, Terry, I love that. I also feel that it's so important to not let the day go by without savoring the sights, the smells, the taste, because sometimes we just wolf down food because we're running out the door and we're eating as we're running. So it's important to do all that within that 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so important to, you know, the old adage, stop and smell the flowers. You know, it's just, it's true. It's so true. And one of the things that Kelly and I practice and we teach our clients is to keep a gratitude journal. And every day to look back at what did the world offer you? What did God set you up for success today? What are you grateful for? And then we also write acknowledgments where we acknowledge the things we did today to make to move forward. When we just stepped out of our comfort zone I'm a recovering perfectionist. So I always write down when I ask for help, because that's so hard for me to reach out to others and say, hey, could we go out to lunch today? Or could you come over? And I need some companionship. I live by myself. I'm a widow. And if I ask for that, I really acknowledge myself for that, because that is not my normal, my normal thing is, Terry, you can take care of yourself. You don't need anybody else. You can do everything perfect. And I've had to just totally retrain my mindset to recognize the value and the beauty and being open to asking for help and receiving help.
Wow, that's powerful. So powerful. Do we have enough time for me to speak into one more aspect of being in the present?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So at 62, I was dealing with health issues and I got diagnosed with MS. And I was in the middle of helping clients, writing business plans, and I was working with a coach, and I was bawling to her every time we met. And she said, Kathy, you need to anchor down in gratitude. And I wanted to throw the journal through the phone. I was like, are you kidding me? Did you not hear me? I was a walker 3 times a week with my neighbor, and every time I looked out the window and saw somebody walking, I would start bawling. I was like, I want to be walking. But you know what? You're so right when you speak into gratitude, because I took her advice. I thought I really valued her expertise, and I got a really beautiful journal, and I started. But that first day, I couldn't get past two things. I was sitting there bawling, going, I can't write gratitude. So every time somebody mentions a gratitude journal, I giggle, because 5 years later, I published a gratitude journal that I sold at art shows. And I just learned the value of that gratitude. Mm-hmm. Does that ever anchor you in that present moment?
Yeah, it's really an anecdote to complaining and pitying ourselves, you know. It's just because even I think I first heard of gratitude journals, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 years ago on Oprah. She had a lady on there that had written a book about the power of gratitude and had this lovely, you know, journal. And I played around with it just from that experience. But it wasn't until I got into our coaching program called Fearless Living that it became, you know, something specific that I was asked to do as I was going through my training and to do it consistently every day. And my poor children, because I save them and I have boxes of, I've done it consistently for 10 years now. And I have boxes of journals. I said, well, I can't throw them away, but you can someday because I don't think they'll want to read them. But I have my whole life documented for the last 10 years of what I'm grateful for and how I've grown as an individual and can acknowledge my growth. And it's just, they're so precious to me. And they've made such a difference in my life. And I think if it came to a point where I could no longer write them, I'd have to record them or do something because they mean so much to me in my, you know, my mindset of living in the moment and recognizing in the moment all the abundance in my life. And when I realized that abundance wasn't just money, it was those things that happened moment by moment that fed my soul. You know, that kept me aligned with my vision, with people and places and nature and so many things that I could be grateful for. So it does change your mindset. I mean, even if I didn't write them down, I think I still have a really good attitude about it. I don't know.
Oh, I've written gratitude for the last 10 years too. And I giggle when you speak about boxes of journals. I think my poor two sons, I don't know what they're going to do when something happens to me and they have to go through all these boxes.
I know. Well, Kelly told me they were going to just throw them away.
Well, we might thumb through them.
Yeah, you might thumb through them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll be tempted to take a peek in and say, I wonder how Mom felt in this year or this date.
Yeah. Or what she felt about me.
Yeah.
I'm sure I am in every gratitude.
You probably are on every page.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love how you're talking or how you've been talking about anchoring into the present moment or into your vision. I see that as, you know, anchoring into your why. You're doing what you're doing. And one of the ways that helps me to get really present is to really get aware of my surroundings and using my senses to really fully make me aware of what's going on around me. So the smells, the sights, the what I feel, all of those different senses. And how can I anchor that moment that I'm having, and so that it is a complete moment and it goes forward with me. I think that so much, especially for me, I forget so much of what I do, and I think it's because I'm not really fully present in those moments. They're kind of just passing by. And, you know, I forget complete conversations and situations. And my kids remind me of it all the time. Don't you remember when I told you about this? And I'm like, sorry, no. And so it's like, how can I be more present in those moments when they're talking to me about something that's important to them, you know? Or how can I be more present, you know, at church listening to someone speak? Or how can I be more present, right? Like, it's always this, you know, how can I make sure that I remember this? You know, the other day I walked out of my room and I found myself in the kitchen and I had no idea why. I didn't know why I left my room. I didn't know why I was in the kitchen. And I'm like, oh my goodness, is it really getting this bad? And so I walked back to my room trying to remind myself of why I had left my room. What was it that I needed? And realized, and I was like, okay, now remember this, Kelly, as we walk out of the room so that we still remember when we get there. But it can, if you're not really paying attention, you're just letting thoughts go in and out, you don't retain them. You don't hold on to them. They just go out with the other ones that didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And so really being present to what is important, what do I need to actually retain, what needs to stay and not just flow out with all the other thoughts, and really being present to the people I'm with and the situations that I'm in. And that's not always an easy task for me to do. And it's one that I have practiced and am still practicing.
You know, we've all been there. I'm smiling as you're saying that. I don't know how many times I've walked into another room and gone, why am I in this room? Oh, right, I was going to get this or get that. But you also triggered me to another memory, thinking of being in the present. I remember so vividly the day when I was struggling. Maybe it was 1 month into writing gratitude every day. I'd sit there and try to think of five things I was grateful for. And the day that changed and became easier was the day I was sitting at the window thinking about gratitude, and a butterfly landed on a flower just outside my window. And I sat there looking at that butterfly, and I thought, that is so beautiful. If I was not sitting here writing gratitude, I would have missed that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing being in the present. It really does anchor you in vision.
Yeah, it's so cool when things like that happen, when you get a glimpse of, you know, just how simple and beautiful the world is and the things that have been created here. You know, there's moments that I can think back on of my kids, and they're probably not moments that they remember, but they're moments that I remember, you know, of, you know, them dressing up or them singing a song or, you know, a particular family trip that we took. And I remember those moments, and I think it's because I was really present in them and I was wanting to remember them. And, you know, the moments they remember, like when I, you know, did something they didn't like. And so I don't remember those things.
I don't remember those.
I don't remember those things.
When my four girls will get together and they'll start reminiscing about something that they remember, I don't remember it at all. Not at all like they remember it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we look at it through different lenses. Sometimes I listen to my boys tell me about a moment, and I think, really? Really? That's how it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are almost out of time, ladies, believe it or not. And I want to give, Kathy, I want to give you some time to share your contact information or anything that you would like to share with our audience before you go.
Oh, please. I would just like to speak into how I'm currently on a mission to build a community of heart-centered entrepreneurs that want to learn, grow, and share. We meet twice a month, and you can learn more about me and my community by going to my website, businessplans.com. with an S, businessplansinaction.com. Mm-hmm. businessplansinaction.com, and they can reach me. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. Kathy is with a K and an I, and Wehage, Wehage. Thank you very much, yes. Harry and Kelly. I enjoyed our time together.
We have enjoyed having you here. Thank you so very much. And please go post a link to your website and your community and all of that in our Facebook group, Get Fearless at Any Age with Fearless Generations, so then our listeners can have easy one-click access to check all of that out.
Okay, I shall do that. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Awesome. And we'd love to have you back anytime that you'd like to join us again here on the podcast. We want to remind you that the 12 Steps to Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. If you'd like to know more about Fearless Living, please go check it out at fearlessliving.org. You can find out everything about Terry and I at fearlessgenerations.org. And you can find out about our free workshops that we do every month, our upcoming Pathway of Change retreat that we are super excited about, and all the other things that we do are there for you on the website, as well as the last 9+ years of the podcast. You can go back and listen to any past episode that you would like. You can also find us on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook under Fearless Generations. Or if you want to look up just Kelly Fox and Terry Sayre, we are there as well. And we appreciate you coming back each week and listening to us and being here with us as we share the 12 Steps to Freedom. Terry, any last thoughts on present moment? This is your chance.
This has been an amazing present moment for me. I'm really happy to have met you, Kathy, and look forward to having more opportunities to share together. So thank you, and thank you, Kelly. And I always enjoy this half hour. It's something moments that I look forward to every week.
Aw, thanks. And Kathy, for you, last thoughts on present moment?
I just encourage everyone, if they haven't started writing gratitude, to stay in the present moment. Please go out and buy yourself a gratitude journal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we encourage our clients to read, to write 5 gratitudes a day as well. And we find that those who have a difficulty writing acknowledgments are people who blame themselves for things happening. And those who have a challenge writing gratitudes have a challenge of blaming the world for the things that happen. So it can really help you shift that filter and start to see all of the great things that are in the world and that come to us, and that the universe has our back and wants our success, and all that goodness. We can start to shift that filter and see it differently, which absolutely changes how you see everything, including yourself and your life and those around you. So yes, 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 and more yes. We love it. Gratitudes, do them. And we thank you for being here again, Kathy. We thank
yeah,
you
so
for sharing this, all of this wisdom with us tonight. And until next week, everybody, be fearless.
Be fearless. Good night.
Good night.